Hi, Steve. How are you
Pretty
doing?
good. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome. And once again, thank you for letting us do this interview. It is a huge honor to interview one of the best guys in the music industry.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, man.
No problem. So tell us about the new album, Hex. Like, so when did you guys decided to make a new album? Like, when did the idea came into you guys' heads?
I think we started writing the music already at the end of 2017. And then we did a tour, and then the like first 3 or 4 months of 2018, we were finishing the songwriting. So we took some time with that whole thing.
So for the singles, people have been really loving them so far. And the little snippets through the track by track you guys have been releasing the last couple of days, the fans are just eating it up.
Yeah, I've noticed that the response has been really positive, so that's a good sign, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And what do you see, like the what do you think the Chill Bottom formula that's been keep the what part of the formula that you guys have that been keeping the band like alive with the fans and in the metal community?
But well, what we do is we, try not to release the same album over and over again. So we want to keep it fresh. We want to move to some direction every time, and just to involve the keep the key elements that make it Bodom, but then move things around. And like you said, from the responses, it really appears that this time we've done something right. It seems like we've included a couple of the old school elements and whatever whatnot we've done this time, and it seems like it's been a successful attempt.
Oh yeah, and it does seem like the like I said, like the singles like On the Grass and Clover and On This World, it seems like his elements are both old and new Bodom. It seems like there's
Right.
like a song for everyone on this album, from the old school fans to the new fans, it seems like.
Right. Yeah. I even though we're not and consciously trying to please the whole the fan base from the old to the new stuff, but this is just how it came together this time, and it worked for me. I think it sounds great, so.
Well, I think it sounds amazing so far. I've been hearing like it's been a solid I heard the last couple singles, and it just makes me want to pre-order the album myself, actually.
Awesome. That's
Oh
good.
yeah, it can be Bodom. You can't.
That's fucking awesome.
And this is your 10th album, am I correct, as a band?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So like how does it feel to be on the 10th album, like since like 97 on that time frame to now? Like how does it feel to be a band for such a long time, when so many bands just fizzle out?
Right. I mean, it is crazy. It feels crazy because I do remember when we were 18 years old and we had just recorded our first album, and we were like, man, this music is so crazy. It's not gonna go nowhere. And our goal in life was to sell 1,000 copies, and then that would have made us happy with our first album. And it w went on to sell 100,000 copies worldwide in a pretty quick succession. So it was just crazy. And we would never thought that we would be around for 10 albums. So yeah, it really, really is. It feels unreal that this is our 10th release already.
I bet a lot of the fans from day one of the creation of the band are still amazed that you guys are around, because you guys have such a unique sound, and you guys are able to really give it to the fans. Like they just love it. They just eat it up. Like it was like a
Yeah.
big pizza or something.
Right. And like I said, we're just doing our thing every time, trying to keep it fresh and but still trying to make it sound like Bodom, and that's what it's all about. Not trying to please too many people, just staying true to your own band sound and doing your thing, That's what that's how you can keep releasing albums for this long,
Exactly. It feels like you definitely gotta make albums like that you want to make, instead of trying to please
Right.
everyone else.
That's
Because
right. Exactly.
when you start pleasing everyone else, it tends to it goes downhill for some bands.
Yep, that's how I feel. Yep.
And with the fans, like, why do you think what keeps the Bodom fan base such a dedicated fan base? Because like they're one of the most like outrageous party goers of all bands I've seen as a
Right.
Bodom fan myself.
Awesome. I mean, we have amazing fans like all over the world, and What to me is crazy, just a couple of years ago in Canada, I was after a show, I was hanging out by the tour bus and it was freezing cold, and these kids come up to me and start talking, and I asked them how old they are, and they were 14 years old and they had just gotten into Bodom, and I was like, man, this is so awesome. Like kids, really young kids still can like find our music and find it interesting, and you know, because we're about 40 now, we're old, but I just thought it's so amazing that like our fan base is strong and it's being, everything's being like great all these years, but I find it amazing that new people can still, and young kids can still find our band and dig it. And you know, it's pretty awesome.
It definitely would be safe to say that Bodom, the sound itself, is such a unique sound that a lot of fans, both old and new, can enjoy, and that you guys constantly get new fans because like your style of music doesn't go out. Like it's raw, it's there, it's in your face. It's just something that people can really wrap their minds around, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, because that's why we never put too many labels on our music. We just call it heavy metal. You know, we don't call it death metal or thrash metal or whatever. You know, because it's just metal and it's universal, and it's like you said, it'll never go away. You know, there will always be metal, and that's it. You know,
that's true.
Yeah.
And since you guys are going on tour with the new album, Mom, like, how do you think the fans will respond, you think, playing, like, the new material in a live environment?
Well, you know, we are prepared to play a lot of songs from the new album. So, and, you know, like you said, the response has been great. So we are really looking forward to playing quite a lot of songs from the new album live and see how it goes. You know, sometimes we then swap them around a little bit. You know, some songs don't seem to get that good response, and then we swap them around a little bit. But we are prepared to rehearse a lot of songs from the new album this time.
And it does look like on your tour, you hit some both big venues and kind of small venues. So it's like you're hitting like every spot possible down the road on this album.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty typical US tour for us, I guess. You know, club shows and stuff like that.
Well, it's exciting because, believe it or not, you guys are actually going to be stopping in my hometown
in
April. So I'm hoping to see you guys live, and I know you guys are going to do an amazing job. Like, every time I see you guys in the live environment, you guys command the stage like there's no tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to it. Which town is that going to be then?
It's going to be in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like, there's tons of, like you said, like, we have fans up here, like, younger fans, like, 15, 16, and they just love Bodom. Like, I see them every day wearing Bodom t-shirts, and, like, I can't wait to see these guys live, the Westcott. I'm like, oh, man, there's still hope for this generation yet.
Right. Yeah, that's great. That is awesome.
And it does seem like what you say, like, the influences on the albums you think are going to be kind of like a, like something that the fans might be halfway on, like what would be like some like tunes you think that fans might like, they, oh, this is something completely different, but something that they can really get into. Like, what tracks would you say are the tracks that might be like a make it or break it for a fan?
Well, you know what's different. I think number four track, the Heck of This Nightmare. I don't know how to pronounce that, by the way, but you know, it's a very different Bodom song. It has a really suspended, long, long intro, kind of like a horror movie theme, kind of like, you know, Alice Cooper, King Diamond kind of a feel to it. And it's just really suspended till it goes to the chorus, which is also pretty simple for Bodom terms. And I think it's just a really, really different song to our usual thing. So it's going to be interesting to see how people will react to that song.
Well, I get into once this album drops, like, everyone's going to be talking about nonstop, because right now this is considered one of the most anticipated, most awaited, most hopeful albums of the year so far by a lot of metal magazines, including our own. Because like, you guys been awesome, promoting this so well, and the tracks just resonate so well with everyone. So this album cannot fail. It cannot.
Yeah, right. No, but I promise you that when people hear the whole album, you know, it will resonate. It is, all the clips that you guys have heard so far are, you know, the rest of it will blow your mind.
Oh, so what can we expect, like, on the story? We'll be seeing like a little bit more of new material and a mix of old material, or just more of the or more just focus on the Hex album, would you say?
Yeah, I think we're going to play quite a lot of stuff from the Hex album, and then in general, newer stuff, because we just did that tour where we only played the old stuff, you know, the first two albums kind of thingy. So I'm thinking we're not going to play the super old stuff that much this time, mainly concentrate on newer stuff, I would think.
That would make sense, though, because I believe you want to get this album much attention as much as possible. I mean,
right.
And the fans, again, too, the fans are going to be loving that, too, because believe me, like, they love to hear new material, it seems like. Your fans, like, they heard new riff, they heard new synthesizers on the album. They're like, yes, that's what I want to hear.
Right. Right. Awesome.
So with being a tour, like, what is it like to be a major band going on tour, especially in the United States? Is it different compared to touring in Europe and other countries?
Well, you know, touring in the U.S. and touring in Europe for us is pretty much the same. You know, living in a tour bus and, you know, it's pretty good. It's easygoing. You sleep in your bunk every night versus, you know, when we tour like Japan or Australia or South America when you have flights everywhere. You know, distances are so long. So, but, you know, the bus touring, it's pretty mellow. I like it, you know. You wake up in a different city every day and you play your show and then you go to your bunk and you wake up in the next city. You know, it's easygoing.
That's awesome, man. Do you find out more of a strong fan base either in the United States or Europe more? Like, what do you think is the best, I guess, best place for you guys to play your music? Or you just find it overall, like, every city has a big gathering of Bodom fans?
well, you know, we are fortunate to have a pretty strong fan base all around the world. I mean, there's differences, a little bit slight differences touring between the US and Europe, but, you know, metalheads are metalheads. You know, it's not that, you know, the crowds go crazy the same in the US and in Europe. So, I mean, but yeah, I enjoy touring the US a lot, and I'm really happy that this touring cycle starts in the US.
I believe me, a lot of us US fans are excited because the last time you came to the States, everyone was just losing their minds. Like, yes, right. Finally, Bodom. You must be feeling very good about this album, though, because it seems like you guys have a strong feeling, emotion towards this album that is going to be considering the best ones you think of 2019, you think?
This album? Right, I mean, yeah, I mean, we feel great about it, and like you said, all the response, all the media response, everything looks pretty good so far. So, you know, now we just got to do the legwork, which is the touring and you know, promote the product around the world.
Well, that's the fun part, right?
Yeah, that is definitely the fun part, yes.
And one more question, because I want to make sure you guys some breather between interviews, because I know you'll be a very busy guy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So with the new album coming out and all that, and the metalheads, what do you think is the status of the metal community? Do you believe it's stronger than ever since like the 90s, or has it been like fractured into different parts? Like, in your opinion, what makes the metal community so strong of a community?
Yeah, like we just discussed a little bit. It will just always be there. You know, there's some styles of metal or, you know, that will come and go a little bit, but, you know, you can't kill the metal. It'll always be there, and the core of the metal community will always exist, and that's fucking amazing.
You can't kill the metal. Just like Tenacious D said, many people right. try to kill the metal, but...
Right. You can't kill the metal. Nope.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for the interview. I do appreciate it. And I can't wait till you guys come to Syracuse. You can't miss me. I'd be the dude with the giant sign that said, welcome to USA.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, man. Great talking to you. And I'll see you in Syracuse then.
You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care.